about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, was this week packed with stories. There is so much we got to talk about and review and dissect and bisect and trisect. I don't even know where to start. We have the feds having no problem going into our Verizon records, our Google records, our Facebook records. Meanwhile, doctors are getting urged to have their all the medical records right in one nice electronic place. I don't see how that gives us any confidence in our privacy. We also have humans that are going to later develop. We as humans are going to have bigger foreheads and bigger eyes. Okay, that's how we're going to look. The eyes are going to get bigger. You know, like the Mila Kunis type of thing? Yeah. So I don't think my eyes are that big. My butt is, but not my eyes. We also have some new developments in the 10-year-old child who was able to be put on the adult lung donor list. Then apparently another child's family sued so they could be on the adult donor list. And so do we just put all kids on the adult donor list, or do we have to ration? How do we even handle this? But it sounds like any kid that's been on a kid transplant list, and there's not enough transplants, obviously, they all looks like want, and I don't blame them, they all want to be on the adult donor list. How does that even work? Then we got this kid, this 19-year-old, who overdoses on soy sauce. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah, so he overdoses on soy sauce, and he actually goes into a coma. But what's amazing about this story is this is the first of its kind where he comes out of the coma with no neurological deficits, was able to go back to college, you know, finish his finals, etc. So what are these kids doing? Soy sauce? Honestly, we have, I guess, codeine and marijuana found in the blood of a crane operator who had been working on that building at the site of the Philadelphia apartment complex collapse. If we have time, we got to talk about why, you know, maybe marijuana in our construction workers is not a good idea. And then, there's just so many stories. I don't even know where to go. I also got to give a big shout out to us Nevadans. I'm from Nevada. In terms of tipping, we pretty much ranked kind of high on the tipping scale. We tip pretty well here in Nevada. Talk about tipping. How much you guys should be tipping? Should we abolish the whole tipping idea? Because cost of goods are so damn expensive anyway. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't like to talk about a lot of personal stuff on the show because, you know, I'm a very private person. You know, after I had all those menstrual issues and the IUD and, you know, a whole slew of hemorrhoid flare-ups, you know, I decided maybe I should be a little bit more private about my life. But I got to tell you guys something because I think it's pretty important. It's kind of protective. We had, you know, slumber party over at our house, and boys still have slumber parties. But I guess, you know, when I used to have a slumber party as a girl, you know, we'd talk about boys, we do each other's hair, we do each other's nails. When my boys have a slumber party, something always just seems to have to be a medical emergency or something, okay? Somebody throws up, somebody goes into hives. But I gotta tell you, so a couple things happened. One of the kids throws up. Now, everybody else at the slumber party was excited about that. Everybody was cheering. I mean, they were so entertained. And, when I saw that, and, you know, I kind of wrote about this on Facebook, I'm like, I'm kind of shocked that all these years we've been spending buku bucks on Barney or Iron Man or race car birthday parties, and all we really had to do was just, you know, have a little vomit at the party because they really seemed completely entertained. But mom had to pick up the kid. Then, I want to go to bed. I usually like to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Well, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock comes around, and, you know, the kids still want to stay up. So I'm, like, running around, you know, in my robe, yelling at them with no makeup to go to bed. And one of them is in full-blown hives. Full-blown hives. I'm like, what the hell is this? All right, was it the cats? Was it the dogs? Were you allergic to the vomit? What? And I guess he had had some peanut cookies. There was Nutter Butter in our house. Now, I don't like peanut butter cookies. If you're going to waste any calories or any dessert points on anything, it should have chocolate. Right? But it looks like hubby decided to buy one of these Costco or Sam's Club multi-cookie packs that had a variety. So there, and now the kid was not allergic to peanuts. That's what blew my mind. I mean, if I knew I had a kid allergic to peanuts, not only would I probably EpiPen everybody and give everybody a quick dose of steroids, but I would probably, you know, not have any peanut butter or anything like that in the house. So we didn't know. But he went for the Nutter Butters, whereas the other kids went for the Chips Ahoy. I know, maybe he lost out. Maybe he really wanted the Chips Ahoy. But the reason why I'm telling you all this is because, you know, you hear about peanut allergies and you hear about kids getting allergic and some of them dying. Oh, the kid's fine. I gave him some Benadryl. We had mom and dad pick him up at 1 a.m. and then I went back to sleep. You know, enough drama for me for the day. But that's kind of some serious stuff. I mean, thank God the kid is okay. But watch out for these cookie combos. Okay, and I'm not saying don't buy Nutter Butter, but if you have no idea if this, if a kid could later become allergic or find the cookies you are serving antigenic, you know, maybe don't have them. Next time, I'm just going to have some vegetables and fruit. I don't care. My problem is they'll choke on that or something. It stinks. You don't know what to do. But just keep in mind that many of these cookie packs have a variety of different types of cookies in there. And if you aren't watching and a kid takes peanut butter that never was allergic to peanut butter and has a reaction, that could be some scary stuff, especially if you aren't medically trained. Luckily for me, I have everything in my house. I have gynecological equipment. I have Angucel suppositories. I got birth control. I got steroids. I got EpiPen. I mean, I got maxi pads. I got everything for any emergency, but many of you guys don't. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I do. I just wish I got tipped for it. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. Big thanks to everybody listening out there, XM Satellite, Talk Superstation, KDWN, Flagship in Las Vegas, and all our other affiliates out there. Thank you guys so much. The show is being listened to coast to coast. I talk about a lot of medical stuff on the show and health stuff, and also practical things, education, the government, economy. And a big aspect of the economy in many states is the tipping. So when I saw this study that came out saying New York apparently tops us all in terms of tipping, where they tip at 25%, whereas Arkansas, unfortunately, came at the bottom, where their tipping was an average of 10%, I thought I should give everybody just a little bit of a tutor session, tutorial on tipping. Okay, having waited tables, schlepped drinks, bartended, tips are important. But as a consumer, sometimes this tip thing starts to wear on you, especially in the middle of a recession. And this is a topic that we didn't get to really dissect earlier this week because there was so much else going on and I was too busy complaining about what our government was doing, that we need to kind of throw that out there and try to figure out why some people are only tipping 10%, why some states are, you know, the average tip is about 25%. Nevada, where I live, did phenomenal. We averaged about 20.1% for our tips. But I got to tell you, the reason why we all need to get our acts together and figure out how we're supposed to tip is because the consumer never understands what's going on with the employer or the employee, and none of us are ever on the same page, okay? So, for example, when I used to wait tables, you didn't get minimum wage when you waited tables. You averaged like $1.50 an hour or something really small because you would live on your tips. Now, tips were so important, and that was the only thing you could survive on, that you really needed those tips. Yet, you know, being in Las Vegas, or when I was waiting tables up in Reno, when you get a lot of tourists that come from a different area that don't really understand how things work in your particular city, they may think, and understandably so, that that drink that ended up being a $9 drink, not that I was serving $9 drinks back then, you know, now all of a sudden drinks are $9, don't ask me how, even $12 in some places, but some people think the meal they purchased, or the drink they purchased, or the product or service they purchased, getting their hair cut, nails done, whatever, is already high priced. And that type of price already includes what the service provider did. It already includes some sort of gratuity, or the waitress or food server is getting paid well, so you don't have to throw an extra 25% on top of it. Well, you know, any of us in the service industry can tell you, no, 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 that's not how it works. The employer does not share with you parts of the profit. That doesn't happen. They keep, you know, whatever is made, and they use that for overhead or profit or whatever, and you rely on your tips. So here we are, still in a recession. Some states apparently are doing well. I don't see it. I still see us really having a lot of trouble, especially going into summer season. Tipping just doesn't seem to be as good as it used to be from what I'm understanding now. I'm a doctor, so I don't get tipped. In fact, I don't want to take tips. Can you imagine checking someone's prostate and then they tipping you afterwards? To me, I think you'd be thrown in jail. So no, I don't accept tips. I'm talking about when I used to wait tables and stuff. But, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of my patients who work in the Las Vegas resort corridor that the tips are way, way down. People from foreign countries don't really understand the concept of tipping because, you know, in they make higher salaries, so the consumers don't have to have the pressure of also tipping. So we have a lot of foreigners that come in and don't tip. Then we have to hope and rely that the Americans that come into town or whatever will tip well. Yet with the recession, people are not dropping 20% tips. I mean, think about it. You go out to dinner, and it very easily can end up being close to 100 a person, which I, you know, I haven't been able to do that kind of going out for years. All right. So if it's 100 a person, okay, and now you have, you know, four of you, maybe with tax, you're up to $500. You need to leave a tip. And that tip, if you're going to leave, and I've always tipped 20%, sometimes more, but my bare minimum is 20%, you guys got to come up with another $100 to tip. Now, should we just all get everybody on the same page and say, look, if we all want to save money on tips, pay all these workers more, or should we just kind of spread the word that y'all need to be tipping close to 20%? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Lila had called in, doesn't want to be on air. She says, whatever happened to the 15% tip? All right. Aren't you supposed to double the tax? Now, doubling the tax is something my husband showed me. I never liked that because, you know, even though I was a math whiz, I don't want to think after I've eaten a steak dinner. I just want to, you know, 20% for me, it's easier for me to think of 20% than doubling tax. But if you double tax, that sometimes knocks you to the 13, 14% range. That's not, That's not good enough anymore. And I know some of you are like, why? Why is that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The question I've posed to you guys on Twitter and Facebook before, and I still don't get a straight answer, is how do you tip valet? Or somebody who parks your car in New York or L.A., etc. Okay? I usually like to get $5 whenever I valet. But if you tip the valet person on the way in, okay, which I used to always do, when you pick up the car on the way out and the guy gives you the keys, if you say, I already tipped, and I used to do that. I used to say, like, I got you guys on the way in. And they're like, yeah, right. So then I said, well, to heck with that. I won't tip you on the way in. I'll tip you on the way out. But if you tip on the way out, the service is already done. If you give a better tip than the average person, and I hear $5 to $10 isn't too shabby, unless, of course, you guys know better, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I started to get to the point where I would tip $5 going in and $5 going out. Now, I mean, $10 every time you valet, well, then I stopped valeting and I just parked in the free parking. I don't mind walking. I need the exercise. Lord knows I do. But that's one of those things where you just don't do right. One of my favorite episodes on Seinfeld was, you guys remember when George was at a deli or a bakery? And so he tried to tip. And the guy behind the counter didn't see it. So he thought that George did a tip. And, you know, he had put the money in the jar, etc. So, you know, he tries again to make sure that he catches it, and boom, the guy misses it again. So he decides to take with that, I'm going to pull out my tip and re-tip so he sees it, but he gets caught with his hand in the tip jar, looks like he's a criminal, etc. You know, there is a little art to that. When you're at it, like I go to this place called Bagel Cafe in Las Vegas. It's phenomenal deli, probably the closest thing to New York deli that I could find in Vegas. And if anybody knows any different, please tell me, because I really love New York deli. So I go into Bagel Cafe. What I do is usually, like, as I order, I'll tip them so they see that. Or as they hand me the food, I hand them the tip. But if you just throw money in the tip jar, sometimes they don't see it. And, you know, that's not the point of tipping. It's not that you're supposed to see it. It's just, I don't want to be thought of as somebody not tipping. There's no way. I mean, I'm a little bit more public than I used to be. The last thing I want is people saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia doesn't tip. Oh, no, I tip, and I tip well. Living in Vegas, and I don't want to go through it on air, but we have tons of celebrities that come into town, and there's certain backdoor knowledge or behind-the-scenes knowledge of certain peoples, and there's one very well-known celebrity, and she is ruthless with the tips. In fact, takes the tips off the table if she's with somebody that throws money down, and it's crazy. It's just, I don't know, it's just something I just thought we had to put out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you is chiming in saying 30%. You tip 30%? Okay, that's good. You must have been a bartender or something. That's good. If you tip 30%, that's awesome. Dan, we're coming up at the end. Okay. All right. I want to get to your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And then we got to get to some medical news. All right. Oh, my God. I want to talk about this kid that overdosed on soy sauce. I don't know how he lived. Apparently, the soy sauce has such a high sodium content. I mean, kids do stupid things all the time. So we're going to talk about that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, we are on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, Facebook. Find our Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 19-year-old decided, after he was being dared by friends, to down a whole bunch of soy sauce. I'm not sure if they were eating sushi. I'm not too sure what's going on. Not exactly sure how much, but what we do know is he started to seize. Now, luckily, the doctors in Virginia, where he was living, were able to restore his salts, because the soy sauce was so high in salt that it threw him into something called hypernatremia. Now, we see hypernatremia very rarely. I only remember seeing hypernatremia, which is high sodium in the diet, when I was doing my psychiatric rotation and training. Because some people that have certain psychoses will sit there and eat salt and will orally ingest best salt because it's sitting there on the table. I don't know why. And so they would throw themselves into that. And what you would have to do is basically try to neutralize the, bloodstream and try to bring that sodium down. The reason why hypernatremia usually causes brain damage is because whenever you have a salty situation in life, or, whether it's in nature or in your body wants to neutralize it as much as possible. So hypernatremia will cause the brain to lose fluid and cause a shrinkage, can cause bleeding. It basically, salt dries out the moisture. And so apparently he started twitching, having seizures. The friends took him into an emergency room. The hospital administered anti-seizure medication, but he was already into a coma at that time. He was at University of Virginia Medical Center, and he wouldn't respond. So what they did is they started to give him water. They started to give him sugar dextrose through a nasal tube, and then they were able to, from what I understand, even pump some of this soy sauce out of his stomach that was still sitting there. And I guess they said then they put in about 6 liters of dextrose sugar water into the man's body. Within 5 years, they were able to normalize him. And dang, whew, he lived. Apparently, they say a typical quart of soy sauce has a third of a pound of salt. That is a lot of salt. Now, apparently, there were also sodium overdoses, according to Fox News, back in the 60s and 70s, when doctors would give salt to people who had been suffering poisoning. Now, the salt was supposed to help bind certain things, prevent certain absorption, and it was supposed to help initiate vomiting. The only thing is with salt, excess salt, we're putting people into hypernatremia. Now, why does this matter to you all? Some of you are like, well, this kid was stupid, obviously. Yeah, but he's not the only stupid kid out there. There's a lot of kids out there that do stupid things. Okay? Soy sauce is very delicious. And we eat salty things all the time. It's just people don't understand that. So if you have any kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, remind them that something like this could be very dangerous. And if your friends dare you to do something, tell them very easy. You know what you do? You say, no, I'll pass. And if they call you a wussy, if they call you a Dr. Dahlia, if they call you whatever insult, and I know some of it can be really, really deep. Some of these insults could be extremely deep. Say, you want to know what? I really don't feel like going into any tonic-clonic seizures or hypernatremic episodes. Now, one of you had asked me yesterday, why didn't the kidneys handle this? Did he have weak kidneys? Your kidneys can only do so much. True, you got two of them, mind you. All right. And some of our kidneys do a pretty good job. Some of our kidneys, no, we've really destroyed them by taking anti-inflammatories and ibuprofen and naproxen all these years and all the crap we've eaten and, you know, drunk soda instead of water. And, there's a variety of things we've done to hurt our kidneys, unfortunately. And so, but when it comes to a huge bolus or a huge overload of something such as salt or soy sauce, no, your body can only do so much. Your kidneys can only work that fast. Okay. Many of you ask me about the whole acid base issue. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. In terms of, you have to eat less acidic. If you eat less acidic, you won't get cancer. And you need to eat foods that bring your blood more basic. Well, your body keeps the acid-base balance in check through your kidney status and through your breathing. If you are a little on the acidic side, you will breathe quicker to release more of the CO2. If you end up having higher acid or more basic base, your kidneys will work to normalize that. Metabolic acidosis, metabolic alkalosis, respiratory acidosis, respiratory alkalosis, all those things your bodies can try and fight. I don't think you're eating, a chocolate cupcake is really going to have that much of a difference. But what we did talk about this week in the news is how basic foods could help prevent cavities. Now, we talked about how milk and dairy products can help neutralize some of the acid that the bacteria on your teeth cause. So when you have cheese, for example, cheese provides a coating. You know how you look at your kids and their teeth are kind of orange because they had cheddar cheese? Cheese is very sticky and gummy, so it likes to sit on the teeth. Now, you still need to brush it off, but they notice that people that eat cheese and dairy food appear to have less cavities because it protects against the acidic plaque. Again, I urge you all to water pick, brush your teeth, dental floss, but that was interesting. But if I've ever seen any evidence about eating acidic or basic, it would probably be with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of kidneys, the whole transplant controversy is huge. And we were spending a significant amount of time the other day. Many of you had called in and weighed in on how we should be handling the transplant issue. And some of you were afraid to call in and say, you know, look, you're taking, you know, organs away from adults when it could only maybe last a few weeks in a kid. You know, who's deciding? And just to kind of recap what's been going on, Sarah Murnaghan and now Javier Acosta had cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a pretty severe debilitating condition of the lungs. Both of them were under age 12, so they couldn't be put on the adult transplant list for a lung, and there's far and few between transplants on the pediatric list. So mom went to the media, was able to get some attention by Kathleen Sebelius. A federal judge was able to allow her kid to go on the adult transplant list, and happily so. Then Javier Acosta's family sued. They were able to get him on the list. And however, from what we understand, the doctors are saying if they do get a transplant, these kids could be essentially cured. So it is not a quote-unquote waste of an organ by any means, which some of you were concerned about. And it's okay. I don't want anybody feeling bad airing their concerns. That's what the show is about, okay? It's not all being politically correct. If some of you are concerned about a fairness issue, all right, and an adult could live for 30 years with an organ, if a kid could only live for 3 years, do we give the kid a fighting chance because they're younger? Or do we put it in the person who has will have more longevity with the organ? But for the most part, they're saying that these kids, if they get the new organ, they'd be completely cured. Some of you would ask me, how does an adult lung fit into a pediatric lung? My guess is they would just use a lobe. You know, we have a couple lobes on one side, three lobes on the other. So you have multiple lobes to your lungs. And then they could maybe use one of the lobes and use that as the lung transplant. So they could essentially split an adult lung up and use it for multiple kids. So it definitely is worth it. But what this does tell us is we have a huge issue of us not having enough organs that we could use, or people be, now, mind you, of course, if the kid rejects the transplant, that's a whole nother story. But they, neither of these kids appear to have a condition where the lungs would only allow them to only have like an extra few months or years of life. It should cure them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. the only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. What started this week in terms of news was the discussion of sexual assault in the military. And high-ranking military officials were being grilled by Congress on what they were going to do, how they were going to handle the quote-unquote epidemic of sexual assault in the military. John McCain had come out urging women to not join the military until all sexual assault, assault and harassment is eradicated from the military. So I threw that question out there to my listeners. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, could sexual assault in the military be curbed? Should it be handled within the military or by outside sources? What is actually happening in the military? And it was very interesting. You know, many of you had called in. Some of you had said, you know, women are a distraction. How could you expect our men to be soldiers while there's women on the battlefield? And one said, I mean, if I was there, I wouldn't want to see a woman. I'm like, yeah, but would you really rape her? I mean, would you? You know, we're talking about rape. We're talking about groping. We're talking about sexual assault. And they're like, no, but it's a distraction. And then others had said, let the other authorities, let non-military personnel handle it. We had a female who called. She actually had left the military after suffering post-traumatic stress disorder from being sexually harassed. And she said that much of the dialogue about sexual assault in the military isn't even addressing the bigger problem. In addition to those three Navy football players who had raped a female servicewoman who was intoxicated, and in addition to those cases that are going on, she said she was cornered, right, in a room by her superior officer who groped her. And she could say nothing or do nothing because the superior officer to that superior officer in the chain of command, they were buddies. And she got tired of it, and she actually had urged that most women don't even enter the military. Now, I'm a little nervous about this because I know that the military is understaffed. And God bless all our troops and everybody there. And it's a shame to think that any of our troops would feel violated or be in fear of our own military. And it's also embarrassing for this subject to be strewn all over the European magazines, etc. Because if we can't even handle what's going on within our own military, then how are we supposed to be able to control our troops in the middle of wartime? So this is some pretty scary stuff. However, you know, when the original discussion of women being allowed on the battlefield and the front lines came up a year or two ago, many people have called in saying, sorry, Doc, I don't want to sound chauvinistic, but women have no place on the battlefield. They'll be a distraction, right? They'll put their, comrades at risk because they'll have feelings for her and they won't want to see her raped, etc. But listen, I mean, we have no choice. Okay, if we don't have enough men who are physically fit for the military as it is, and our youth, from what we understand, is too obese and not as athletically competent to be able to handle military, we need to take any and all willing. And God bless all our men and women who are volunteering. We should be able to have some sort of protection or, some sort of assurance that if you're going to be in the military, you're not going to be groped. Now, having been in situations where I was sexually harassed and grabbed and, poked at and pulled on the butt and, whatever. I mean, for me, it bothered me, but luckily it wasn't to the degree that unfortunately it could have been. And it was just something you didn't complain about and you just moved on with your life. Even in the 90s, I mean, you would think in the 90s we would have the ability to be able to feel like we were empowered enough, but no, I did not feel like I was in that position. And unfortunately, I look back and I go, oh, well, I could have done this. I could have, kicked them in the jewels. I could have done that. And no, I didn't feel like I was going to be able to keep my job, keep my position, keep my, unfortunately, I go back and I go, damn, there's so much I could have done. But, you don't expect that from your military servicemen. You don't expect that, and when we were getting calls, people saying, look, don't distract men to begin with. They're man. We're training them to be fighting machines. All right. Well, also our fighting machines have to still have self-control. All right. Some of the most amazing warrior are like our Navy SEAL Team 6. I mean, our Navy SEALs. Okay. Are you telling me that all the enemy has to do is flash some boobies and our Navy SEALs will just crumble and go off their mission? No. These guys are trained to handle distractions. whether it's a whether it's you know, somebody saying, you know, look, I'll shoot this woman, or I'll rape this woman, or I'll show you boobies, or whatever. They are designed, they are trained to not let distractions take them off course so they could do the job they need to do. But, you know, what's been going on in the military thus far, from what we're hearing, some pretty frightening stuff. Now, what was interesting, though, was some companies have come out with anti-rape, anti-assault bras and skirts and underwear. Did you guys hear about this? And these are phenomenal devices. Here's one of them. One is a bra called the Society Harnessing Equipment. I know it doesn't sound very sexy, not Victoria's Secret sexy, but it delivers 82 electric shocks and will alert the local police with its GPS system when an unwanted touch is received. Now, the person wearing the clothing doesn't feel the shock, all right, but the outside person does. There's another, I think there's a belt that will give a 110-volt shock of electricity. That it's a, it's actually a jacket. And you know, you look at these clothes, you can't even tell. These were students at India's National Institute of Fashion Technology that created this after the gang rapes that were occurring in India. And so we're talking about jackets and belts and underwear that give jolts of electricity plus inform local police. Okay, now we're talking. Okay, I've seen the Whopper holder. I've seen Google Glass. I've seen a lot of inventions. There is nothing that makes more sense to me than this anti-rape, anti-assault underwear. Now, still keep in mind, it doesn't protect you from getting hit on the back of your head, unfortunately, but if it prevents them from being able to assault you once you're down, again, it's still a plus. So, pretty cool stuff. Speaking of electric shocks, they say that many people that have congenital heart disease that have implanted defibrillators have too much anxiety such that they can't have sex. And now that cardioverting defibrillators, these ICD systems, are on the rise, and many people have them implanted and are using them, we're seeing more people concerned about having sex. Now, in a future episode, we'll revisit who can have sex and who cannot in terms of heart patients. You'll be surprised to find out that many cardiac patients that have had bypass surgery, that have had stents, etc., can have sex. Now, whether your doctor allows you or not is a whole nother issue, especially since that cardiologist got sued when somebody cheated on his wife in a menage a trois and dropped dead less than 24 hours before his cardiac testing. Not sure why the cardiologist was found guilty for somebody cheating on his wife and dropping dead of a heart attack. The cardiologist, you know, set the patient up for, you know, stress testing. And but because the cardiologist didn't tell the patient to not have sex, I think that's why he lost multi-million-dollar lawsuit. But for the most part, many of us can. And it's kind of important because, you know, I don't want to see marriages drop and go by the wayside because people are afraid to have sex. So we'll talk about that. But got a lot going on this next week on radio, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day. Don't forget to tune in. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But please have a very safe weekend. God bless. Sing it down to the little white church.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When you need need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.